Perchov Gimel and Tapis Peshchov Ches. Okay, now the Rebbe starts Perchov Gimel. Oh, chapter 23. In the bottom, what page is it? I don't know.
93
at the bottom. Okay, so he says in Kolanal, based on what he explained before, that the concept of evil is basically something that exists from Hashem, but Hashem makes it exist in a very low external level, meaning like he throws it over his shoulder backhanded, because it's not bottled to Hashem. So he says, "Im kolanal yuvan v'yavur hetiv." Through all this that we mentioned before about the definition of kedusha and evil, that kedusha is a place which is bottled to Hashem. And evil is a place that feels itself as a separate entity. Yuvan v'yavur hetiv b'teisiz bir. We can understand with a much better explanation. Masha amru b'zeir. What the Zeir says, "Ve'raisa v'kutsha brichu kul echad." The Zeir says that Hashem and Torah is all one. Ubitikunim pirshu, and Tikkuni Zeir explains what does this mean? That Amach Pikudim, that the 248 mitzvahs of Hashem, in an Amach Ivarim de Malka, the 248 organs of Hashem. Meaning the 248 positive mitzvahs are correspond with the 248 organs of Hashem. What does it mean? Fisha mitzvahs, what are mitzvahs? And Pnimius Ratzon Elyon is the internal real will of Hashem, the Chetzio Amiti, and his true desire, Hamalubish B'chol Ha'elamis, that dresses itself into all the worlds, Al Yeinim V'Tachtainim, the higher worlds and the lower worlds, L'Achayusim, to make them exist. We discussed in the past, there's what's called Pnimius Ratzon and Chitzenius Ratzon, the real will and the external will. What's the difference between the real will and external will? So we learned fairly recently, in fact, L'mashal, a person wants to work. He wants to work. That's not the real will. The real will of the person is he wants to make money. In order to make money, you have to work. So you want to work to make money. It really goes further, because why do you want money for it to live? But let's just take that, those two aspects. I want to work because I want to make money. So the real kavana, the real intent, is making money. The external will, which is not my real ultimate will, is to work, because that's the only way I can make money. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining as follows. Mitzvahs, this is the real will of Hashem. The pnimius v'atzmus ratzon elyon, what is the real intent of Hashem? Not for something else. I want it because of something else. The real will of Hashem is the concept of mitzvahs. In order to have mitzvahs, Hashem has to make evil exist in the world. Because if there's no choice to do bad, then good is not good. So therefore Hashem wants evil in the world, because if He didn't want it, it wouldn't be, obviously. But that's not the real kavana. The real intent is not evil. Evil is only what's called the external will of Hashem, that He doesn't want. It's like the backhanded will of Hashem, that yeah, I need it there because I need it. I need mitzvahs to be. But the mitzvahs are called the organs of Hashem. And Alter Rebbe is going to explain the uniqueness of organs by understanding the relationship between the organs of the person. And the person will understand the relationship between Hashem and his mitzvahs. Because we know that the Ramach Ivarim are called Ramach Ivarim the Malka. The mitzvahs are, the 248 positive mitzvahs are called the 248 organs of Hashem. And that's why, as everybody knows, that in Shema there's 245 words. So when the Chazan repeats Hashem Alekechem Emes, we have the 248. Or if you're davening by yourself without a minyan, then as Alter Rebbe holds, you say, Ani Hashem Elokeichem twice. So why? Because we want to make it the 248 organs. So there's an interesting shaila in Minchas Elazar. Women don't have 248 organs. The Gemara says women have 252 organs. So the question is, what do women do by Shema? I mean, is there a purpose of repeating the three words? And the Minchas Halacha writes, yes, because it's not only the 248 organs of the person, we're talking about the 248 mitzvahs and the Ivarim of Hashem. And by Hashem, the stack of 248, not 252.
But the organs of women are not protected.
It's not a question. It doesn't say they protect the organs.
It says in
so by because it has
my
the organs of Hashem, it also protects. That's not why it's done. It's done because it corresponds in inyan with the 248 organs. But it's not the 248 organs so much of the person as much as the 248 organs of Hashem, which are the 248 positive mitzvahs. He says why. He says, because the whole life and existence of Hashem's organs are dependent on the actions of the mitzvahs of the people down here. In other words, what keeps Hashem's organs existing when a Jew does a mitzvah down here? The nimsa comes out, the action of mitzvahs, the kiyumen and the fulfillment of mitzvahs, who levush apnimi is the inner garment, the pnimi is ratzon elyon to the real will of Hashem, shemi ma'isazet, that from this action when a Jew does a mitzvah, nimshach erd v'chayis ratzon elyon becomes revealed, revelations of Hashem, lislabish ba'ilm is to come into the worlds. In other words, the Alter Rebbe is saying over here that the existence of the worlds is dependent an action of a mitzvah of a Jew. Because why did Hashem create the worlds? That people should be able to do mitzvahs. So mitzvahs is the real existence of the entire universe is dependent on mitzvahs. If a Jew does a mitzvah, then the worlds exist. A Jew doesn't do a mitzvah, worlds don't exist. So he says, the ma'isa mitzvahs is the real pnimius ratzon of Hashem, the real will of Hashem, because that is dependent the entire existence of the universe. And he says, l'chein nikroim evarim demalka, therefore mitzvahs are called organs of the king. What do you mean, organs of Hashem? K'mei she'evari gufa adam, just like the organs of a person, heim levush lenafshi, are garments of the soul. And they're completely bottled, they're completely nullified and subjugated to the nefesh, mikovakol completely. Where do you see it? He says, as soon as it enters the will of a person, lifshit yadi, to move his hand, or his foot, they move immediately, without any commandment. If the person wants to move his hand, we know that the second you want to move your hand moves. It's not that the head has to order that the hand move, and then it moves. The hand, or all the organs of the person, are so bottled to the person, as soon as you want something, it immediately happens. So what's the definition of an organ? An organ is that thing which is completely bottled to the nefesh. To such an extent, the Rebbe once spoke in a Sicha Chai Elul, the Rebbe said, and the truth is that a healthy organ doesn't even feel that it exists. Like, we don't feel normally you have a hand. When you're sick, that's when you have a headache and a handache or a footache or whatever, because then you feel the organ, and meaning the organ is not bottled to the nefesh, and that's why it's sick. But a healthy organ, the second you want it to move, it moves like he says, a belishim tzivui, there's no commandment, there's no order, there's no time. Instantaneously, you want it to move, it moves. So what is the Alter Rebbe saying? Just like organs of a person are completely bottled to the person, the mitzvahs of Hashem are completely bottled to Hashem, because this is exactly what Hashem wants. Not only is it the external will of Hashem, but this is the real will of Hashem, what Hashem really wants. Therefore, this that Hashem created the world, that Hashem wanted a world, that's only chitzeni asaratz. That's only the external will. It's not the ultimate will of Hashem. The ultimate will of Hashem is for a Jew to do mitzvahs. In order to do mitzvahs, he needs a world. So Hashem wanted a world. But even, forget evil, even world, b'chlal, that world exists is only because it's an external will of Hashem. It's not the real thing that Hashem wants. Hashem wants a dira b'tachtayinim mitzvahs. In order for mitzvahs to happen, you need physical objects. So Hashem wants a physical world, but that's not the ultimate purpose of creation. Yeah?
What worlds, what other worlds specifically?
This one.
When you say the worlds are affected, are dependent, the one-to-one corresponding right between physical and the world. So what worlds?
You have the four spiritual worlds. Atzilus, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya. And you have this physical world is also dependent on the acceptance and doing of mitzvahs. It says in this week's parsha, Taka B'Shalach, what we're going to read, it says after Kriyas Yamsuf, it says Vayashav Hayom Lifnis Beikah LeEisonei, that it came back to its normal strength. Like this, it's, you know, the sea split, so it's stopping. In the morning, Vayashav Hayom Lifnis Beikah LeEisonei, back to its original strength. So the Chazal say LeEisonei is Litnoi, to its original condition. Which means that Hashem made a condition at the beginning of creation, with creation. In fact, the Chazal say, when it says at the end of creation, Vayarev Ayubeika Yem Hashishi, and we say Yem Hashishi in the Friday night Kiddush, Vayarev Ayubeika Yem Hashishi, when Chazal asks, why doesn't it say Yom Shishi? It doesn't say Yom Ha'echod, Yom Hasheni. It says Echod Sheni, why does it say Hashishi? So Chazal say in the Gemara that Hashishi refers to the sixth day of Sivan when Hashem gave the Torah. What does it mean? At the end of creation, Hashem made a condition, so to speak, with the universe, that if the Jews will accept Torah and Shavuos, then the world will exist. If the Jews won't accept Torah, then the world won't exist. So Hashem made a condition from the beginning with the creation that the Jews will do Torah mitzvahs. And based on this, it's a very logical one. The whole purpose of creation is for the Jin to do mitzvahs. If the Jin are not going to do mitzvahs, what's the purpose of having a world? If I'm not going to make money, why am I going to work? It's foolish to work if the whole purpose of working is to make money, and I'm not making money, so what's the purpose of working? So Hashem said, I want a world because I want Jews to do mitzvahs. But if the Jews are not going to do mitzvahs, then why there's no world?
What? It was done on the sixth day
Of creation. In other words, right when Hashem finished creation. Yeah?
But we don't know what the world would be like if we did more mitzvahs.
If we did more, the world would be better.
But we don't know well specifically.
Why would it be better? It would be more moral, more ethical, more decent, less corruption.
Right
down, what's the?
Well, you don't know that if you wash not you, but if one washes nagelbots, that there's not going to be a murder in
Sure
in LA.
Sure, it works like that.
Oh, it does.
Sure. That's what the Torah says. That every action of a Jew anywhere in the world has an impact on every person in the world.
More kedusha.
There's a famous story that they tell about many people, that when the person was a young person, it was a very hot day, and his mother, and the kid was learning, and the mother said to the boy, why don't you go swim, you know, go for a swim, it's very hot, cool off. So the boy answered to his mother that if I go swimming, the tailor's son is going to convert to Christianity. So his mother said to him, what's the connection between you going for a swim to cool off with this kid converting Christianity? So it's all about the Rebbe, the other people, I don't know who the story is about exactly, whatever. But so they explained to the mother that in the world, they're like this. There are greater people, then there's lesser people, then there's lesser people, lesser people, lesser people, lesser people. And then there are Jews that are holding on to Yiddishkeit with one thin thread. Now, the reason why this kid's holding on, this person's holding on to Taylor's son, is holding on to Yiddishkeit with a thin strand, is because the person above him is on his level, and the guy above him is on his level, and he's on his level, and he's on his level. But it said, if I'm on the level of learning, and I go down one notch, so then the guy below me goes down one notch, everybody goes down one notch, and then the Taylor's son, who's holding on to Yiddishkeit with one thread, if he goes down anywhere, he's out. So therefore he said, I can't go do it. I can't go swimming, because why my swimming and stopping to learn is going to affect the whole world in such a way that this kid might become a guy. And that's the way it works. And if you notice, Bukhari, we mentioned this many times, irreligious Jews are usually careful about two things.
Well,
no, it's not so much. Yom Kippur and Pesach. Why are they careful about Yom Kippur and Pesach? A very simple reason. Because the very religious are very crazy about it. Because they're so fanatic about it, so therefore when it comes down lower, 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 to people that are very, barely, I don't like to, barely religious, for no better word, so they also keep it, because it works in stages. But if there's a mitzvah that the super frum, so to speak, are not careful about, so then when it goes down, they're also not, they're less careful about it, because everything works in stages. And that's the way Hashem set up the world. That any action a person does anywhere in the world has an impact on the whole world. So if somebody is going to wash negavas in the morning, it's very possible that they're going to stop a murder. But if they wouldn't be careful in their things, then the person below them goes down and down and down and down. It's a chain reaction. So then that person would maybe commit a murder. So he says, okay, three lines in the bottom. Kimiyat she'ele b'tzeinu shalotim, as soon as it enters the will of a person, lifshit yodei yeragli, to stretch out his hand or foot, hei nishmois l'tzeinu, to listen to him, take of him a yad immediately, b'lishum tzivei v'amiro lehem, without any commandment to them, u'b'lishum shehi yaklau, without any delay even, the second you want it, it happens, and the kerega mamish, like he says, k'sha'ol b'tzeinu, the second you want it to happen, it happens. So therefore, what's the nimshal? Kach derech mashal, so it is, ha'chayish shel ma'isa mitzvah, the life of the mitzvah, v'kiyumen, and the fulfillment and the doing of the mitzvah, who batel l'gamri, is completely batel, l'gamri rotzin ha'el yin ha'malu b'shpay, which is completely batel to the will of Hashem, that's in the action of the mitzvah, v'nasu le'mamish, and the action of the mitzvah becomes kuguf l'neshama, like the body of Hashem's neshama. In other words, just like our organs listen to our neshama immediately, so when Hashem tells us to do a mitzvah and we do the mitzvah, that mitzvah, which is listening to what Hashem wants us to do, becomes an organ of Hashem. So we basically, and this is a unique greatness of a Jew, that when a Jew does a mitzvah, no matter what the mitzvah is, they actually create that the action of the mitzvah becomes a body for Hashem's, so to speak, neshama, Hashem's life that he puts into the action of the mitzvah. And therefore, the Alter Rebbe is explaining that every action of a mitzvah that a Jew does impacts not only this world, but because all the other worlds were created because of this world, because the ultimate purpose of creation is this world. And the Rebbe writes in Basi Lagani, that the ultimate creation purpose of creation is this world. So when a person gives existence to this world, it's not only this world, but all the worlds of Atzilut, Bria Yetzirah, Asiyah Chesed, all those worlds have their existence because a Jew down here does one mitzvah. Because why did Hashem make Atzilut and Bria Yetzirah and Asiyah, that a Jew in this physical world should do a mitzvah? So when a Jew does a mitzvah in this world, he gives life not only to this world, but to all the entire spiritual realms, going all the way up to Hashem and all the way down from Hashem. And it's dependent on one action of a Jew. So he explains that because, just like organs are bottled to the neshama, when a Jew does a mitzvah, it's bottled to Hashem. Okay, leave it here.